How long has it been since you've seen something that totally amazed you? Several years ago, my wife and I visited the Grand Canyon. I'd heard a lot about it. I've seen many pictures of it, but nothing prepared me for the feeling of grandeur when I stood on its rim and the canyon opened up in front of me. It's almost 300 miles long, 18 miles wide, and a mile deep. The vastness of it amazed me. For weeks afterward, I couldn't stop talking about it. That's what happens when we experience something that's so far beyond anything we can imagine. We're motivated to tell others so that they can experience its glory. That's one of the things that motivated the psalmist to talk about God. He had seen a little of the glory of God, and he wanted others to experience it as well. In Psalm 96, he wrote, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples." The psalmist had experienced God's glory. He was amazed at God's wondrous works. That's one of the best motivations for telling others about the glory of the gospel. The more we experience the reality of a God who would provide this kind of salvation, the more we're encouraged to tell others about it. Are you in awe of the gospel? If you've been amazed by the glory of the gospel, would you find someone to share it with?